Oh man, so what a day. It's like 1:44 in the morning. Finally done with the day. And after finishing the test, and by the way, I did pass. Super proud of myself. Definitely got emotional when I passed it. Because, you know, going into it, I just was, like I was saying, I was like, I'd never been a good test taker in school, you know, only because I feel like I labeled myself that, you know. But I went in there just confident as a kid, you know, like I worked so hard all day long. I went into Starbucks at probably like, I think it was like 9:30. And I didn't leave Starbucks till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I've been working on this, you know, preparing for this test for like 2 weeks. But I don't know if you've heard my other podcast, man. I had obstacles on obstacles as far as like trying to maneuver around them. It was tough. I got three senior leaders. I mean, that was like four of them. Dondi's one of them. He's one of my, I mean, he kind of like set the tone for what I want to do. I mean, he's definitely an example for me to follow. Another senior leader was, Carlos and definitely Junior and all them. They motivate me. These guys are like just, you know, like they make good money doing this, what I'm trying to do. And they're very motivating for me because I feel like I can relate. But back to my point, after taking that test, it was like, you know, I was crying and I was like, man, I can't believe I did it. You know, like it's been such a long time since I challenged myself. But I said on this journey, this is what I wanted to capture, you know, being married to my wife for 20 years. And mind you, she's like one of the most successful people in the world to me. And she's not trying to be biased, but in where we live, she's one of the top teachers. She definitely can be an administrator. She definitely can be a person that could and should have, you know, just like, you know, be mentors to teachers. Just because, you know, teachers need to know how to, you know, be able to teach like her, manage a class like her, and be able to deliver the curriculum like she does. But that's my thing on her. So, you know, preparing for this test, it was tough because, you know, like, you know, normally she would ask, but she had to go to the hospital. She had some stuff she had to take care of for herself. And so really I was on my own and I was nervous. I was scared because the last time I remember I was getting ready to go to San Jose State and I needed to pass one class and she helped me, you know, just pretty much define all the terminology of this, I think it was environmental biology class. So anyways, she helped me do that one night. She said, okay, well, I need an A+ to pass the class because I was writing a DF average, right? But she helped me out. She sat there with me. She goes, all right. And I finally got over my trying to be too tough, you know, like to ask, you know. I wasn't too proud to ask that day because I really, really, really genuinely wanted to leave the school, but then wasn't really sure if I could. I think all the while I was just kind of sabotaging myself leading up to that grade. But, I mean, she literally, everything she's ever done for me, with me, around me, for herself, whatever, it always went with an air of like, well, if I want it, I'll get it, kind of. That's what it always seemed like with her. And I, you know, first she used to rub me the wrong way. Like, what? You know, like, you can't just think this. You know what? She is always, I mean, whether it be unconscious. And that's what I've always admired about her. I mean, she played for our junior college. And she would, like, score, like, 20 points like it was nothing. You know, she 20 kills. It was, like, nothing in volleyball. I mean, like, And what I noticed is she always had lived at a high level when it came to, you know, performing, you know, her skill, whatever she was doing. She was like always at a high level. But, you know, I don't think, no, I know. All my life, I was just always in the, I wanted to be the hype because it was easier than really just focusing, because I think emotionally, coming where I come from, it was just tough to deal with if I failed, if I didn't get it, if I looked stupid, you know, because I was always trying to portray that I'm the cool guy, I'm the funny guy, you know. So, back to my story. I definitely was, like, so excited. The first person I wanted to call was her. And I called her, and I was like, man, babe, we did it. We did it. She's like, you know, I said I passed. I said I had a higher score than what I actually did, but that's neither here nor there. You either pass or fail. And I passed. And I told her, we just cried together. I mean, we've been through a lot together. And this was, like, again, like I said in my previous podcast, this is the first time I'm really doing this for myself, to challenge myself. And it was definitely a very special moment in my life. You know, a quiet moment that was very huge for me. It was a huge step in me believing that I can move past wherever, whatever I'm doing right now, that I've been doing for these last few years. This was definitely a huge step in the right direction and helping me believe that, you know what, I am capable. And that's hard. That's hard when I condition my mind to be this way. This is what Jacob looks like. This is how Jacob is portrayed by everyone else. And this is what it's going to take to become something else, as far as not really become something else, but evolve into something else. So that's where I'm at. I finally went to the meeting tonight, but it lasted all night long with the other agents. So it was cool. My boy Rick, he's kind of was struggling for a little bit, but I hopefully whatever I'm doing is helping motivate him, because, you know, him sticking his neck out for me has helped me kind of like find my way. No, I think I'm going to get some rest now. I'm super happy, super juiced. I'm a licensed agent. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. That was the first goal. Next goal is to become somebody who teaches it, you know, shows people how this stuff is done, because I'm now certified. I just got to learn the techniques on how to do it. That's the next goal. But until then, tonight, I celebrate. Big win tonight. Well, as I always say, you know, I want to change this. I heard a good quote. I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's kind of like mine. But it's like, keep your head down and keep moving forward. I didn't understand why they said keep your head down, but it's just so you don't see what's coming. You just grind. And when you look up, you'll be in your destination. Thought that was live. But I'm going to use mine, though, anyways, in the end. Don't worry. Just remember, keep your head up, eyes open, keep moving forward, y'all. Thank you for listening, as always. And whew, what a day. Take care.